I think what I always embrace as a person is I'm conscious. So before a problem happens, I address it before it happens. I prepare myself. I equip myself with the weapons before that problem even comes. So that way I'm not scrambling once you get hit with a problem. Make sense?
What's it like being back out there, with, especially with the new crop?
The new crop?
Yeah.
That's what y'all calling us now? A crop, like we some corn. Nah, it's great. You know, the beautiful thing about this game, not only do you meet different guys who are blessed with different, you know, athletic abilities, but you meet guys with different personalities, and some you want to, you know, you don't want to affiliate yourself with, but some, there's a lot of great guys. So thus far, the guys that we've added to the inside linebacker room, great group of guys, and I've been enjoying watching them work.
Now, have you been able to kind of put your two cents in yet and helping these guys?
What do you mean by that?
Just kind of, you know, obviously you didn't have a helmet on today, you weren't really out there, but have you been able to kind of help them along in their progression?
Yeah, but these guys have been doing a great job already. You can tell they all have a great football IQ, you know, to be rookies coming in this thing. And like I said, it's just been fun watching them. It's been fun.
Is it a fine line between helping them and you want to keep the job too? You know, you don't want to help them too much.
That's the type of guy you are. You're telling on yourself. Nah, my number one job is to be a great teammate, and that comes in all different shapes and forms. So my job is to be a great teammate and help out wherever I can right now. So
how'd it feel to be out there, Sam?
OTA, because you are having to nurse an injury and work your way back slowly.
Say that again.
How different is this? Because you're having to try and work it back in slowly and not go full speed like you probably want to out there.
Right, it's different. It takes an immense amount of patience. You got to be patient, and within that patience, you got to find ways to get better every day. So it's been an interesting journey. You know, and it's not over. Yeah, I got some more patience to display, and I'm having fun with it.
How did it feel just to be out there, be with your teammates, just to, you know, in the shorts and just in the jersey, and just to make this comeback from last year?
I'm looking forward to being all the way out there. You know, I didn't leave last season, so I've been around these guys. It's not like I was gone and came back. So it's been the same atmosphere as it was last season with me being on the sideline during game time.
Physically, we know what you bring to the table. How about how does an injury like that play on your mind, like mentally? How does it affect you?
I think that, you know, what you got to do, you really have to be tedious in your rehab, because if you fix this and you fix that and you fix this, you're not really worried about when you get back out there. You know, it's the difference between confidence and cocky. If you're confident, it's because you've equipped yourself with the things that make you confident. So I feel physically confident right now instead of cocky, where it's like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to act like I'm fine. I feel confident right now in the way I feel. So it's a good feeling to have.
Sam, you always have been a guy who kind of wanted to better himself in a lot of different ways. There's a lot going on in your life. How did you grow last year? Maybe you couldn't do it football-wise. How did you grow to make you who you are now?
I think anything that doesn't kill you, of course, it makes you stronger. We've all heard that. So, you know, instead of just letting that be a cliche saying, I really honed into that. And I say, okay, well, even though I felt like I was dying at one point in time, you know, I'm still breathing. You know, everything's going to be all right. And that's a song my grandma used to play a lot of. But, you know, you really just have to find ways to galvanize yourself and come back harder. And that's been my plan since day one, and I'm still on that track right now.